John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and I love to share what I call life resource books. Why do I call them life resource books? It's because these are books that you should have in your personal library, and they will find ways to insert themselves into your mind, your psyche, your spirit, your soul in wonderful ways, encouraging ways, inspirational ways. You be the ones to decide. This book, the title almost says it all right there, Short, Sweet, and Sacred. And I am talking to the kind of the nucleus of this book, Aaron Davenport, and one of the contributors, Susan Lunning, because this book is about 52 uplifting stories from life coaches who overcame and moved from stuck to success. And it's going to be fun sharing this with you. The thing about this book is that it's a book that you really, it's going to become dog-eared. You may want to get a couple of copies because you're going to keep going to it because life is an ever-fluid, ever-shifting, ever-changing experience. It's a wonderment, as they might say. And your life changes. You could go to the same page many times, the same story many times, but because you're in a different place, that story will have a different impact on you. I've rambled on plenty enough. We need to hear from first Aaron Davenport because you know, you're kind of the chef, the cordon bleu chef who put this whole recipe together. And tell us about its genesis because this is like if you had like a super conference of inspirational stories. This is what this book is about, Short, Sweet, and Sacred, right?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having us here today. Yes, so these stories came together with in the midst of the pandemic with the hope and with the intention of being able to shine bright in a time when things are uncertain and having those uncertainties on top of maybe the typical day-to-day struggles within marriages, within our communities, within our own lives, our differences, our mental health, and being able to showcase that people have come up, you know, to these experiences with maybe some tools that can help other people. And that's the beauty of it, is it's the overcoming that is a part of our journey that can be so powerful and so beautiful.
Well, that's a beautiful way to put it, and it's a very succinct and accurate way to put it. By the way, folks, you're probably wondering, okay, you're starting to tell me this. Now, where can I get this book? Well, you can go to their website, www.shortsweetandsacred.com. Spell it all out, shortsweetandsacred.com. That'll connect you to the book. You can, of course, always go to your local independent booksellers, and if those people are sold out, don't worry about it. Just say, I'll need a copy as soon as possible. And guess what? As soon as possible, they'll get one to you. That's the way it works. Susan and I have been friends for a long time. Our kind of roots start in kind of as film and cinema. But I have watched with a great deal of pride from a distant sideline as she has gone through her own growth and successes and you're not one who's been afraid to, you know, stub your toe along the way because you always know that that's a healing process that that creates even more growth because you've learned something. Susan, tell us just a quick overview about your story that you contributed because I know you could write volumes yourself just about what you've experienced and what you do to help others.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you for having me, and it is a real blessing to have had you and as a big part of my healing journey, to have that support. And you guys never gave up on me, and I'm using that same theory, so to speak, with all of my clients. But it did. It had to come from me. Transformation is a, you know, this is an inside-out universe. And when the change comes within, then the, like I say, the outdoor, you can see the outdoor changing landscape. So My story is called The Angelic Nurse Who Changes My Life. And as I was going through my process of, you know, determining what my signature story was going to be as I became certified as a transformational life coach or life mastery consultant or dream builder coach, all these wonderful transformational buzzwords, you know, how am I going to portray and tell my story to where it makes sense to people without, you know, getting into so much detail? And so my story is about when I was 16 years old and I was very ill and I was pregnant and I was in the hospital. And the way that I was treated by everybody because I was a pregnant 16-year-old, I already had massive doses of shame that I had dished up on my own plate because of letting everybody down. And that my future was already set then. Well, I got pregnant, so I have to get married. My lot is in life is to do this. I have to be with this man. I just didn't see any way out. But that's what they did in 1979 and earlier. So that was an expectation of me. And I did not want to do it, and neither did he. But I'm so grateful for that because all of everything that's happened has made me for who I am today. Everything was a learning experience. So when I had been really believing all my thoughts, you know, were very negative. I hated myself. I felt worthless. I was ashamed. And then I had a nurse come in, and she treated me with respect and love. And she was asking me questions. We're not talking nursing questions here. We're talking career questions. And what am I going to be doing with my life? Nothing about the fact that here I am pregnant, and that didn't matter. My circumstances and conditions did not matter. And that's what we coach as Brave Thinkers, is we coach this opportunity to know that you are, what's in you is greater than anything outside of you, any circumstance, any condition. And she, you know, she could tell that I wasn't very, approving of her telling me these things, because I thought, well, this is just my life, and my family doesn't really consider education as a part of my life now. And then she went on to share about how her husband had been murdered on the job. He was a deputy sheriff in Alexandria, Minnesota. And my heart just sunk. And after she told me that, I knew in that moment that I was changed. I felt I let go of the anger and the frustration that I had with my life. And I just had this healing moment. And so when I was searching and researching on what my signature story was, I know it was making it difficult, but I had gone back to this story that I had written in one of my Bachelor of Nursing classes, and the class was called Caring, and we were supposed to write about what it felt like when somebody cared for us, and I thought of her right away. And 15 years later, I got an opportunity when my own mother had a surgery on the same floor to tell her how she changed the trajectory of a young girl's heart, and that I'm a nurse now because of you and because of the compassion that you gave me during my vulnerability, that I feel charged to give that same love, non-judgmental acceptance, caring for every patient that I take care of.
Wow.
She wept, of course, you know.
Yes.
But it just, it helped me to understand how one person and how I, with my circumstance and conditions, overcame that, you know, with love, and how it serves the greater good, you know, in my role as nursing and now as my role as a coach.
Well,
I blended all that together.
Susan, you have given us a wonderful glimpse into your story. And folks, the beautiful thing about Short, Sweet, and Sacred is that that glimpse you just received from Susan Lunning, one of the contributors, is one of 52 stories that Erin Davenport has masterfully brought together. It's this choir of voices that will inspire, that will give insight that it's all about. Erin, you've gone through an awful lot yourself, and at the same time, you found a way to use that as a process, as a journey, and as just a catharsis in so many ways. You've written for magazines, you've been inspirational, you've started nonprofits. I mean, my gosh, I think there's three of you, just to let you know what it's all about. But tell us a little bit about yourself and why, you know, you were compelled. I have to believe that as this became kind of your little muse said, all right, Erin, we have to put this collection together, okay? And you simply didn't have a choice, did you?
Yeah, I had this inspiration last year to put something together. It's funny because I was thinking about writing a book and I came up with this name. I came up with it. I feel like it was inspired, Short, Sweet, and Sacred. And that was last year in 2020 in April. And it just wouldn't leave my mind. And then when the winter time came, it's like this inspiration of now it's time to take action. And I thought it was going to be like my own, you know, personal story. And I had this thing in my mind of how I thought that things would work out. But the really neat thing is when we have something in our hearts, like I always had a dream of being, a published author. But little did I know the details, and that's the fun adventure of life, you know. I think it's even more fun because there's 52 of us together. And, we got to bring our stories together, like you said, as, you know, a group of people that are saying, you know what, your life may look like this right now, and ours did too, and maybe some, there's still elements of our lives right now we're walking through some other things, but we understand, and that power of hope, and in my story, as I write about, you know, my father passing away unexpectedly when I was in my college years, and just really realizing how powerful it is to utilize the time we have on this earth. And so stepping into what we would love, you know, in our lives and moving forward in that direction instead of the direction of, well, I should do this, or my family does that, or the circumstances around me tell me that this is impossible, so I'm not going to even try. But instead, leaning into what we would love, just like Susan was talking about with being able to become a nurse because she was inspired by somebody who, you know, demonstrated the possibilities of life to her and that it didn't have to be one way. And that's what the inspiration from my dad, too, was like, and why this book is so important to me is because we have a certain amount of time on this earth to make the impact that we are here to make. And this is a portion of that. And to bring people together, because so many of the contributing authors were like, this has been on my list of things to do for over a decade. And here we are. We get to do it together. And it's just been so much fun to celebrate along the way. So I am forever grateful for this opportunity. Well, and I'm really glad Susan jumped in as well.
Well, we are very grateful for the end product, which is a beautiful tome. It is called Short, Sweet, and Sacred. What this is the distillation of 52 stories, which are incredible. You will find inspiration. You will find so many things. This is like call it a Whitman sampler of spiritual and uplifting chocolates, okay? We'll put it in terms we all love, chocolates. But it's chocolates for the soul. So enjoy what this has to offer, short, sweet, and sacred. Curious about how to get it? Go to the website, www.shortsweetandsacred.com. That's all you have to do. Go to your local independent bookseller. But by all means, get a copy of this book. It's a great life resource book. It should be part of your collection too. Aaron, Susan, thank you so much for your time and much continued success as this book, Short, Sweet, and Sacred, gets out to more and more people in the world.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John.